Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Kayla. Welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan.
Hi, guys. I'm just hiding myself really quickly.
Oh.
You know, you can click the dots and hide your own face on Zoom.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
But we can see you.
We can see you perfectly.
Great. No, that's ideal.
You just didn't want to. You just didn't want to see yourself.
Precisely. Yeah.
Kayla, you and I have a bit of a history, and I think we should come clean.
Yes. Ooh.
Recently, on a trip to New York, I take trips to New York to do some podcasts, other business, and I was walking down the street with my good friend of many years, one of my oldest friends, Eric Reif. I think we were near MoMA. Is that right, Kayla?
Very near MoMA. You were almost inside the museum.
Yeah. Yeah. I tried to go inside, but was immediately escorted out. Mm-hmm. Most good museums, they know the scoop, and they escort me out immediately. But Kayla and I, you and I had an interaction, and we chatted for a little bit. And it was interesting because I think maybe the essence of me came out in this interaction. Is that fair to say?
All the contours of your personality were there. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take that as a compliment, even though it really doesn't sound... No, and I remember we chatted for a little bit, and I one of the things I had to do was an upfront where there's an audience, and I actually recounted my interaction with Kayla in front of this audience, and it got a big laugh.
And you've talked about this on the regular show as well.
Exactly.
You want to do a brief recap?
Yeah. Well, briefly run into Kayla. She... professes anyway to be a fan of the podcast. We chat briefly, and then I thought, usually people would like to commemorate it with a selfie. And I said, would you like a selfie? And she said, no, I'm good. And my friend thought that was really funny. Me less so. No, and then I said, I don't know, I think I didn't let it go immediately, the idea of the selfie. And then...
You didn't?
I think not. Well, Kayla, you were there. I think, Kayla, you were there.
That's
why
we're here today.
Yeah, Kayla's here as the witness. And you mentioned that this need to please, neediness that's in the title of the podcast came out in that moment. Is that what happened?
Yeah, I wanted to let you go first so that I could give the honest account of what happened, because it was a little different than that.
But, okay. Ooh.
Oh.
All right.
Very similar. No, I'm an enormous fan. I love you guys. I listen every week. I've been a fan for years, and I was leaving work at this unusually late hour. I'm normally not there at around dinner time. And I was on the phone with one of my best friends, Olivia, and I was walking out of the staff kind of exit, and I'm in the revolving doors, and I see this person peering in. And I thought that I was having like a fever dream at first, because I thought I was like, I thought that I like willed you into existence.
Uh-huh.
And I got out, and I'm in my head, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So I said to my friend, just hold on a second. And then I turned to you, and I wanted to say how much I love your work and the show. Mm-hmm. And you were so generous and kind and standing, you know, there to talk to me and everything. And then you said, so do you want to take a selfie to show your friends? And I felt at that point like I was already such an imposition, having stopped you guys. You were looking for The Modern, which is the restaurant at the museum.
Can I stop you for one second and say, when I was peering in, there's a restaurant in the museum, or adjacent to the museum, or associated with the museum, called The Modern, right?
Yes.
And so my friend, Eric, said, I think this is the restaurant. And I was peering in through the glass. Now, of course, you just see a tall creep peering in at you as you're trying to exit the building. I was looking to see, is this where the restaurant is? So I'm clearing that up, first of all.
Gotcha.
It's interesting you left that out, though, when you were first telling the story.
Well, I often peer.
What? That doesn't make it better.
I'm someone who peers to see what's going on inside. and I like to peer, and I like to furtively look around. anyway, that's what happened. So we had a nice chat. I thought maybe, and then you thought that was too much of a imposition on me.
Yeah, I didn't want to impose. I like blacked out as soon as I saw you, because you're literally my hero, and I didn't remember anything that I said in that moment. So I guess what I said was, I'm good. Mm-hmm. And then that's not really my style. And then your face just totally fell. And I felt...
I really wanted a picture with you.
It made me... I felt really sad. And then I said, why? Do you want a selfie? And then you said...
It's so...
And then you said, yeah, I really do.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I do. It's true.
Oh, and so then you still didn't take a selfie with him.
Well, actually, I think you blacked out too because...
Oh, we did get a selfie. Yay! Oh. Okay, so here's the crazy part. So
You're so happy in that picture.
I am happy because I finally got the selfie.
Your own reimagining of this made you think of it the worst possible scenario.
That's what often happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, my inner voice is quite negative. But we did eventually get the selfie. But then, Kayla, you're leaving out the real O. Henry twist, which is several weeks later, I'm back in New York to do these other podcasts. And I hear, oh, hi, Conan. And it's Kayla.
Oh.
And we're in a different neighborhood. We're not even in really quite the same area.
Kayla, that's suspicious.
Yeah.
That's a little.
And this time you were peering at me. to be frank. How do you answer these charges, Kayla?
You were on my block.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know.
Conan.
I don't like being a party to anyone.
I won't name the venue because I want to preserve both of our, locations, which you go there, I go there. It's literally right next door to where I live. Mm-hmm. And I was walking by to go home and walk my dog. And you walked out and I was like, again, are you kidding me? Like, and I started laughing and then you looked up and I think you were kind of like, all right, who is this person? And you kind of said, hello. And I said, sorry, actually we met last week.
Yep.
And then you said, of course. And then we sort of started chatting again.
And then I asked you again for a selfie. Please.
You want another one?
No. So we started chatting. Yep.
Well, but what I was going to say was what was funny about the first interaction is I was on the phone with my friend and she was on the phone the whole time. So when I got off, when I left you guys to go into the restaurant, she was able to tell me line by line what happened.
I'm thinking she had called the police.
No, and it required zero explanation because you have the most recognizable voice. And she said that was the most extraordinary interaction I've ever accidentally overheard.
That was funny. But you know, it's because then we were chatting and that's the second time we ran into each other. And I said, okay, now we have to have Kayla on the podcast. This will clear up.
And she refused.
And she refused.
No, I'm good.
But I know where she lives. Oh. So this is just all, it was all a happening. It was all just a happening.
And yeah.
I was very happy. I mean, clearly I love our fans. I have great respect for our fans.
And yeah.
When you meet these very smart, cool people who like the podcast, I'm a happy, happy guy. Hmm. So, that's it.
How much did it clearly bothered you, though, that she said, no, thanks, I'm good, when you offered her a selfie?
I didn't let it go.
Yeah. Clearly.
I mean, yeah.
I promised her a spot on this podcast. Yeah, that's what we haven't heard, is there was a negotiation.
Yeah. She's also getting $400,000, which I have to wire into a Swiss account.
You heard it here, listeners. You can extort Conan for money.
By just refusing
just
a podcast.
Give him a selfie. Yeah.
No, refusing one. Withhold the selfie. Yeah. And then demand cash. Yeah. So, I think I'm going to just keep running into you then. That just feels like what's going to keep happening.
Yeah, I checked my bag after our second run-in to see if you dropped an AirTag in there. But
Well, they make them. They're pretty small now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It looks like a hair clip.
You knowing you'd drop in like one of those bank robber ink bombs.
Oh, that explode?
Yeah.
No, I would not do that. I would never do that to Kayla. Kayla, what kind of dog do you have?
I have an Italian greyhound. I adopted her during the pandemic.
Oh, wow. Is that a fairly large dog? I would think it is.
No, it's very small. It's the smallest of the greyhounds. Okay. So
is it like a dog you can carry?
She's asleep right now.
Oh.
You can carry
I can carry her. She kind of like, folds into a little paper crane size and just put her in my bag.
Does she make painful noises? Do you fold her into a crane?
She's a very compact dog. Mm-hmm. She's wonderful, but she actually, you two have a lot in common, I think, personality wise.
In what way? What way am I like this very small dog that can be folded into any shape?
Well, I mean, the phenotype, you both are have this very athletic, long legged, barrel chested, purebred appearance.
Purebred.
Yeah, check me. Thank you very much, Kayla. Yes.
Cracker barrel chested.
No. In real life, I take good care of the physique.
Uh-huh. Extremely athletic.
I'm sorry.
Let her go. Let her talk.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What else?
We have to interject.
What about my eyes?
We're fact checking some of this stuff.
And then the personality wise, you both are, you're the two neediest creatures I've ever
met. We're on the right page.
So now Kayla's allowed to expound at will.
Oh, I'm sorry. You are extremely athletic.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
You ever seen me mix it up in a bar fight?
No.
I've seen him flail his limbs, like one of those car things, car dealer thing.
Thank you. Kayla, the secret is I am athletic when I think it could be funny. But if there was a game that I was in where I needed to put a ball in a hoop, it wouldn't go well.
Right.
But if it's funny, I can do it.
Okay.
I can suddenly become. Do you think that's fairly true?
That actually, it's amazing how much athletic ability you have when there's a camera pointed to you and you think you could get some yucks out of it.
Some yucks or some chuckles.
Some chuckles.
Or the occasional chortle. Well, Kayla, we're going to edit this so that there's no mention of my neediness.
But
it's going to be on. It's going to be on repeat that I'm barrel chested, athletic.
It's going to be a 3 minute.
And then we're going to add a voice that's clearly not yours saying with those smoldering eyes.
Oh no.
With those smoldering eyes.
We use very fake
and computerized. A winning personality.
Also, your personality was so winning.
Bring him home to mom.
Kayla, you're a very cool person. You really are.
And cool.
What's that?
Cool and cool.
Cool and cool. Yeah.
What did I say?
You're a cool and cool person.
You are.
Oh, is that what I said?
You got to come up with another adjective.
I was just going off Kayla.
Well, I think she's incredible. I think she's a very nice person.
You seem like a really cool person.
Oh, well, come on. We just needed another adjective and that's what you come up with?
I'm sorry.
Let's find out some more about Kayla.
Poetry is being written right here.
Kayla, do you have a question for Conan?
Or for anyone here?
Yeah. Well, do you know anyone in the State Department who can help expedite a passport?
You've come to the right place.
You've come to exactly the right place. Who are we trying to help? What country?
Me. The ask is on behalf of myself.
You want to go to another country?
Yeah. I didn't realize my passport was expiring in August. And it's tough.
I know how to do this.
If we're in August.
Yeah. If we're in August, you still have time.
This happened to me in London 2.5 hours before my flight. I lost my passport.
Whoa.
So just say you lost your passport, go straight to the U.S. Embassy and they'll make an emergency one for you.
But how do you get on the plane?
Because now there's a record of this.
Well, first of all, who's really listening?
Yeah, right.
Second of all, no, but that would work. I think that would work. And what are the chances that the person in the embassy is going to say, wait a minute, you're Kayla from Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan.
Yeah, we know.
That's not going to happen.
Right. Where are you going?
No, there's a ton of Kaylas out there. There's no distinguishable characteristics where they could find me.
I know. Where are you going? Can we come?
Yeah, what country?
I'm going to Japan. Do you want to come?
Oh,
yes!
I love Japan.
That was where I had my honeymoon.
Really?
Yeah.
It's amazing country.
What part of Japan?
Actually, in all seriousness, I would like to request you, when you were talking about our initial meeting on the mm-hmm. podcast, you mentioned that you had a courtroom artist do a drawing of the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you could follow through on that and actually have
we
a
can
courtroom
do that.
Artist.
Sure.
Let's have that. Blay, can we have that taken care of?
Yep. I'll get it done.
We will get
Judge Ito's guy.
We'll get a courtroom sketch to do a rendering of me asking you if you want a selfie and you saying no.
Yeah.
Perfect. And I'll have it on my wall at the Museum of Modern Art.
Ooh. Okay. Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
Well, not in the museum, in her office, probably.
We'll probably hang with the other works of art next to a Warhol soup can.
Okay. No. All right.
There's some pictures. It'll be one of those in the back of her.
Well, those are quite nice.
Yeah, those are
nice.
I'd
be pleased. I'd be pleased to hang on Kayla's wall at any time. I've already peered through the window at Kayla. I might as well be there 24/7. Kayla, your wish shall be granted. We'll get this online. And It's just great. I'm just fascinated by this. For years, my dialogue with people, because I was doing a television show, was very one-sided. And I love this aspect of it where I meet people and we talk and I feel like there's a conversation going on. I know that sounds a little pat, but it's true. Yeah. I find it kind of fascinating. And
you're so kind. I mean, it was amazing meeting you. You were so generous with your time. And I've been a fan since I was a kid, and like to the point where you are like the only public figure I genuinely care about, to the extent where I would stop you to say something.
Oh my God.
And,
Do you get out much? Because there's a lot of great celebrities out there.
There's a lot of really cool ones.
But I see in New York, when you're out, you see tons of people who are recognizable. Like I saw your friend Tim Oliphant at the opening of a Broadway show, and I was sitting with my aunt who works in the theater business, and you sort of spot who you know or recognize in the audience, and we're naming names. And then I said, "Oh, and that's Tim Oliphant." And she said, "Who is that?" And I just go, "It's Conan O'Brien's friend."
You gotta play that for
that'll
him.
That'll kill Tim Oliphant.
Yeah.
Such a terrific actor, successful movies, television. But no, he's Conan's friend.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I just wiped that whole IMDb page off the record.
Nice. Well, Kayla, now you're my friend. We're friends now. Okay. This is just, right?
Yeah.
Did you know this, that she was a big fan of yours?
I didn't really know.
Because you came in feeling a little dejected, and she's clearly a really big fan of yours.
I don't think I was dejected. I knew that, I thought Kayla was a really cool, smart person. She says phenotype, which none of you have ever dropped that word before.
Yeah. No idea.
I think that's awesome.
Don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
I was in a band called The Phenotypes.
Oh.
She's a very impressive person, and I'm very happy that it turns out that she likes whatever bullshit we're selling here.
Right.
We're doing the best we can.
But it probably hurt your feelings a little that she didn't take a picture with you.
You
and
keep
now,
going back to that. So
I know, because I just want to remind you that you asked her and she said no. So I just want to remind you that that happened.
She kindly demurred. She didn't say no. She kindly.
What is demurred. A phenotype?
That's not for you to know.
Also, really? That's not a good bad name.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kayla, it's so much better when it's just the two of us talking, not these two chattering.
Not according to Kayla.
Kayla, seriously, I look forward to our next encounter. I know it's happening again. It's just going to keep happening and happening. This is Groundhog Day for you.
Sounds like a threat.
And it's going to turn
into... I know. It's peering in through the window again. Oh, my
You're going to run into me over and over and over again.
Why was Conan peering in my sixth floor window? Oh. I was trying to find the restaurant. On the sixth floor?
So for the wayfinding at the museum, a tip the next time you go there, the entrance to the restaurant is the one that has the menu next to it.
Oh. All right.
Also the one that has a door.
Okay. All right. Okay. So menu and door. Got it. Yeah. I'm writing this down. I don't get to New York much. Menu and door means possible restaurant. Yeah. Just big
and the
window.
One that I was leaving was the one marked staff. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay, Kayla, you destroyed me. Well done. Well played. Thank you very much, and be well. I hope you have a good summer and get that passport, okay?
I will. And maybe next time we can make a real plan to run into each other and go look at some art together.
Oh, okay. Check out some phenotypes.
Yeah.
Matt.
I'll explain to him later. Okay. All right. Take care, Kayla. Bye.
Thank you guys so much.
Bye. Take care.
Bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan, with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson and Cody Fisher at Earwolf. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer, Aaron Blaert. Associate talent producer, Jennifer Samples. Associate producers, Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.